弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
也祝福这个所有做母亲的姊妹们或者朋友平安。
And may all the mothers be blessed。
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer。
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you。
你所成就、你所预备的救恩是何等的完备。
The salvation you have prepared is perfect。
你实在是那位宝贵的救主。
You are truly the precious Savior。
你不但是那位至高者。
You are not only the highest born。
你也实在是充满了慈爱怜悯。
But you are also the one full of love。
我们在你面前蒙恩的，我们实在要把颂赞荣耀归给你。
We truly have to give thanks and praise to you as a gracious person。
我们也求你借着这有限的时间，再向我们的心说话。
And please speak to our heart in this limited time。
不管是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and listen await before you。
因为只有你说话，我们才能得益处。
Because only when you speak, we can be benefited。
因为只有你说话，才能够叫我们的灵活过来。
Because only when you speak, our spirit can be alive。
只有你说话，才叫我们有亮光，才叫我们有方向。
And only when you speak, we can be enlightened and have directions。
也只有你说话，叫我们得激励，得生命。
And only when you speak, we can be encouraged。
也只有你说话，叫我们的脚能够奔跑起来。
And only when you speak, our legs can run fast。
我们求你祝福这段时间。
And please bless this time。
也纪念在你面前的聚集。
And remember the gathering in front of you。
也管制一切黑暗、死亡、撒旦、阴间的权势。
And control the darkened power。
求主做人所不能做的工作。
And please work the work that man cannot do。
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
我们还是先读两处的圣经。
And let's read two scriptures。
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter two verse five。
第二章第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活使，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, accepting to God through Jesus Christ.
唯有你们是被第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
这两节的圣经可以很清楚地提醒我们。
These two verses reminded us clearly.
所有蒙恩得救的人，神给他一个新的身份。
All the one who saved by grace have a new name.
他就是在神面前做祭司。
And that is to be a priest in front of God.
一面是圣洁的祭司，一面又是君尊的祭司。
One side is a holy priesthood, on the other side is an honorable priesthood.
所以，如果人不能认识神，其实不是所谓有圣品阶级人的那样的责任。
So if you, as a human, you cannot know God, you are not you have not received the grace.
事实上来讲的话，这里这段圣经也告诉我们，在神的眼光里面，神没有另外设立圣品阶级。
圣品就是像那个 priest， 就是那个神父啊，或者是牧师之类的。
And in fact, from these two verses, we clearly can see that God did not set up different status.
因为这里所讲的对象是每一位。
Because this is talking to every one of us.
所以彼得他特别把这个话讲给我们。
So Peter told us this specifically.
所以如果要让人认识神，
If we want people to know God,
那从彼得他自己亲身的经历，
From the personal experience of Peter,
或者从他 受神圣灵的工作。
Or from the work of Spirit.
我觉得他提醒我们。
And he reminded us.
因为彼得就像我们一样，是一个很会失败的人。
Because Peter is just like us, full of failure.
这一段圣经是从一个曾经失败过的人来讲的。
This verse was told by a person who failed before.
如果这个人从来没有失败过，他讲可能力量还不那么强。
If this person had never failed and he says something like this, it's not powerful.
但彼得是曾经严重的失败，而且是众人都知道的失败。
But Peter was a failure and a publicly failed before.
但不但他被主恢复起来，而且神也把那个真正合神心意的路放在他心里面。
But Lord has restored him and gave him the way.
所以当我们如果要成为这个君尊的祭司，而且献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And so if we want to be the royal priesthood and give the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
在这张圣经里，在这卷书里面呢，至少从第一章一直到第二章第四节提醒我们三个方面。
And from this book, chapter 1 to chapter 2, it had reminded us three points.
那第一个方面就是这个人要得着魂的救恩。
First is that this person has to be saved as in his soul.
其实不只是他要得着魂的救恩。
Not only to be saved in soul.
而且他要把魂的救恩带给他能够那个能接受的人。
But this soul salvation has to brought to be the person who is willing to accept.
如果我们传福音或者我们告诉人家只是一个没有用的道理。
If we preach the gospel and just preaching some useless sayings.
那人不会因为我们的道理得什么好处。
Then other people would not accept it.
我记得在2000年的时候。
I remember in year 2000.
我一个阿姨，她的丈夫呢，因为肝癌突然去世。
I have this aunt and her husband died because of the liver cancer.
我这个阿姨跟她的丈夫呢，是感情非常非常的好。
My aunt has very close relationship with her husband.
如果说你看一个夫妇哈，如胶似漆啊，那他们就可以用来形容他们。
If you see the best couple, then this is them.
他们到哪里都在一起的，而且一直都是在一起的。
Wherever they go, they always go as couple.
虽然他们没有信主，可是他们两个夫妻的那个情感，那个关系实在是非常非常的密切。
Even though they are not Christians, but they have such a good relationship as a couple.
但是我那个姨丈呢，肝癌就突然就去世了。
But my uncle died because of cancer.
从发现到去世只有一个月的时间。
From the time they found out his cancer till he died is only 1 month.
这个不是说病了很久哈、啊，这个那然后去世，他是突然发生的，然后很快就去世。
It's a sudden news that he passed away.
那因为他是我们家最好的朋友。
Because he is the best friend of our family.
所以我虽然在这里呢，我必须赶回去。
So even though I am living in America, I have to went back.
我必须承认。
I have to admit.
我回去我去看他的时候，我真的不知道怎么办。
I went back to see him and I don't know what to do.
一个是他没有信耶稣。
First, he's not a Christian.
第二个呢，他们的关系实在好到一个地步呢，我根本没有办法当中介入什么东西。
Second, they have such a perfect relationship that I cannot give them anything else more.
而且呢，他们面对的是人最艰难的那个死亡的事情。
And what they are facing is death.
我怎么想都想不出有话来跟他讲。
I have no word to say to them.
那因为我那个阿姨他们没有信主。
And because my aunt is not a Christian.
所以他们只能照着这个传统的这个用佛教的方式来做。
And so their funeral is following the Buddhist ceremony.
他们那个请那个佛教的法师啊搭个棚啊，光花这些东西啊，就在这些做法这些的，至少花了$100,000。
And they spent almost $100,000 to spend on this Buddhist ceremony.
他们是在经济上很富裕的人。
They are rich financially.
但是这$100,000花下去呢，对他的这个安慰呢，一点都没有帮助。
But even though after they spent $100,000, it's not giving them any peace.
痛苦还是痛苦，流泪还是流泪。
They are still suffering. They are still crying.
实在我去，我真的不知道要做什么。
And truly, when I went there, I didn't know what to do.
我也没有办法在那个时候、啊、突然讲说，主，阿姨，你现在马上信耶稣，我也没办法讲这个话。
And I couldn't say to my aunt that please believe in Jesus now.
所以我在主面前花了很多时间祷告。
So I spent a lot of time praying in front of the Lord.
最后我在主面前得了一点的感动，就是为他祷告。
And I have this touching that the Lord told me to pray for her.
所以我到了他家之后。
So when I went to her house.
那我是这个阿姨最喜欢的一个，就一个人之一。
I am a favorite person of my aunt.
我就很直接跟阿姨讲说，我说阿姨，我是不能拜的。
So I spoke to my aunt directly that I cannot worship any other idol.
你知道，我也很尊敬我的姨丈，我也很爱他，但是我不能拜。
You know, I respect and love uncle very much, but I cannot worship him.
因为我信耶稣，我不能拜。
Because I am a Christian.
但是我需要你体谅，我真的不能拜这个。
But I hope that you can understand I cannot worship him.
但是我可以做一件事情。
But I can do one thing.
我为你们祷告。
I'm going to pray for you.
我说：“如果愿意的话，我现在就为你们祷告。”
And if you are willing, I'm willing to pray for all of you.
哎呀，感谢主，他愿意。
Thanks the Lord, she's willing to accept it.
然后我就在那里做一个很长的祷告。
And then I have a long prayer for them.
不是装出来的很长，是真的心里面有感动很长的祷告。
I'm not pretending and make it long, but it's truly from the bottom of my heart to make this prayer long.
让我很意外的。
Surprisingly.
祷告完之后，他不哭了。
After praying, they cried.
好，那我也没什么太多话可以讲，所以我就后来就离开了。
I have not much word left, and then I left.
那后来呢？再过一段时间呢，我说阿姨真的信耶稣了。
After a while, my aunt became Christian.
那记得她后来跟我妈妈讲说，她说那一天呢，很奇妙的。
She told my mom later on that that day was a miracle.
她说那个祷告完了之后呢？他的心就不痛了。
After the praying, her heart stopped having pain.
他也觉得他不需要再哭了。
And she felt that she doesn't need to cry anymore.
他觉得耶稣很好。
And she felt so good with Jesus.
然后呢，后来他就转向主。他整个丧事办完之后，他信耶稣了。
After the whole funeral, she turned to Lord Jesus.
不但他信耶稣，他把他媳妇带信耶稣。
And not only she became a Christian, she also brought her daughter-in-law to become Christian.
魂的救恩。
This is the salvation in soul.
这是主给我们一个宝贵的，不但是应许，也是事实。
This is not only precious, but it's a promise and it's real.
所以我们要使人认识主的人，我们自己要先得着。
So if we want people to know Jesus, we have to first have it.
不但得着呢，而且把魂的救恩带给需要的人。
Not only to have it, but also bring out the salvation of soul.
那在前面呢，在第一章第二节呢，我觉得呢，这里可能是彼得提醒我们，得着魂救恩、经历魂救恩有重要的事情。
And in chapter 1, verse 2, Peter show us that how important it is.
第一个就是你要站在你是被拣选的这个地位上面。
First, you have to stand as the one being chosen.
因为我们有时候也真的有一个困难，我们虽然是基督徒，但我们有时候喜欢站在不是基督徒的那样的位置上。
We always have this dilemma that we are Christian, but we don't like to be standing on the position being chosen.
所以本来我们是应该很安息的。
So we should be peaceful.
反而过一个不安息的日子。
But we don't have any peace in our life.
主把我们摆在一个被拣选的地位上。
Lord put us in this position to be chosen.
但是我们确实要活在一个不被拣选的国。
But we want to live.
一个情况底下。
But we want to live under the circumstances as if not being chosen.
所以我们需要主启示我们。
So we need revelation from God.
被他拣选是很宝贵的。
To be chosen is precious.
是很荣耀的。
It's glorious.
我们要站在那个位置上面。
We should stand on that position.
就好像你得着这个救恩，主把你摆在那个救恩的位置上，那个地位上，但是你却不站在那个地位上，你没办法经历救恩。
It's like you already received the salvation and God put you on that status, but you do not want to stand there, then you cannot experience the salvation.
第二个。
Second.
在圣灵里面。
In your life.
In Holy Spirit. 就是你要过灵里的生活，能够受圣灵引导。
your spirit has to be obeying the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是把平安、把生命给我们。
Because Holy Spirit gives us peace and life.
虽然你不懂太多的道理，但是你如果能够完全的顺服圣灵，你就有平安，然后生命，神就把你生命在里面就长起来。
Even though you don't understand too much doctrine, but the Holy Spirit will bring you into peace and life.
第三个。
And the third.
顺服耶稣基督。
Be obedient to Jesus Christ.
这个顺服耶稣是带着听的意思。
And this obedience also means that you have to listen.
圣灵是会说话的。
The Holy Spirit can speak.
而且主常常在我们需要听话的时候就会向我们说话。
And Lord always speaks to us when we need Him.
而不是在我们觉得需要话的时候，是主看我们需要说话，需要向我们说话的时候。
Not when you think you need to hear from the Lord, but when Lord thinks you need to hear His word.
我们如果会听他的话，会顺服他。
If we know how to listen and we can obey,
你能够得平安。
You can receive peace.
你走平安的路。
You are walking in peace.
你的魂就不会很搅扰。
And your soul will not be disturbed.
啊，第四个。
The fourth point.
要支取他的宝血。
To receive his blood.
啊，一个丰富经历救恩的人，也是丰富支取主宝血的人。
The one who can fully experience salvation can receive his blood.
这个是不但要知道宝血的功效，而且要亲身经历宝血在我们身上的能力。
Not only you have to know the power of the blood, but also be able to accept it and experience it.
有时候我们这个魂啊，被什么东西抓住。
Sometimes our soul is disturbed by something.
很困扰。
It's being interrupted.
好像就算你不想，他也要想。
It's like you don't want to think about it, but it comes to your mind.
哦，我们想叫他停下来，就停不下来。
And when we tell our mind to stop thinking about it, but it won't.
那你要转向主的宝血。
Then you can turn to the Lord's blood.
主的宝血可以切断这些东西。
The Lord's blood can cut it off.
哦，所以千万你要懂得用宝血。
So you have to know how to use this precious blood.
尤其如果你碰到灵界的攻击。
Especially when you face the spiritual attack.
撒旦魔鬼来攻击我们。
Satan, evil, try to attack you.
你宣告主的宝血。
You declare the Lord's blood.
你在信心里面持续宣告主的宝血。
In your faith, you declare Lord's blood.
黑暗的势力看到主的宝血，是他跑，不是我们跑。
The darkened power will run away. You will not run away.
所以我们的魂可以得保护。
So our soul can be protected.
另外一个方面就是要懂得去支取主的恩典。
And on the other side, we have to know how to receive God's grace.
懂得去活在平安里面。
And know how to live in peace.
恩典绝对不是个名词。
Grace is not just a term.
但是恩典要愿意到主面前去支取的人才能够丰富的尝到。
But only for those who is willing to come to the Lord to receive it, then they can have it abundantly.
所以这是一个基础。
This is the foundation.
你有这些东西，然后主呢就把我们带到那个复活的那个盼望去。
Once you have all these, then Lord can bring you to the hope.
而且不但带到复活的盼望，而且带到基督的生命的那个经历里面去。
Bring you to the resurrection hope, and also bring you into the real resurrected life.
不但是在复活里面，而且主帮我们带到可以经历、可以认识属天的。
Not only living in the revival life, but also bring us into the heavenly life.
甚至怎么讲说，我们知道说我们今天这样的生活，主已经在天上给我们预备产业在那里。
And also when we are living on the earth, we know that Lord has prepared the inheritance for us in heaven.
而且因为在主面前也跟主一个和谐的关系。
And because we have this harmony relationship with the Lord.
所以常常能够经历神的能力的保守。
Then we can always be protected under Lord's power.
我一读到这个我就想到我经历一件很小的事情，但我感觉神的能力与我同在。
And when I read through this, every time I think of this power that it can be with me.
有一次我那时候刚得救不久。
I was just being saved not long.
那次呢，碰到那个 我觉得好像要下大雨。
That time I was facing a thunder.
我从蛮远的地方要回到我住的地方。
I have to go home from a distance.
但我看那个天很黑很黑啊，那个雨好像马上就要掉下来。
But I see the sky very very dark and the storm is coming.
啊，我说主耶稣，你怜悯我吧。
And I pray to the Lord that have mercy on me.
等我一下，等我一下。
Wait a little bit for me.
啊，所以我就骑着机车啊，然后能够尽快的能够到达我要住的地方。
And I was driving my motorcycle and drive home quickly.
很感谢主，我一进到那个房子呢，突然就哗，那个大雨就来了。
Thanks the Lord, once I entered into my house, that storm came down.
我绝对不会觉得我跑得快。
I did not think that because I ran fast.
我觉得是主把它好像暂时停一下。
I feel that Lord is halting it.
等我。
To wait for me.
等我到了进去了之后，它哗，然后真的下来了。
To wait till I get inside before the rain starts.
我想我们在日常生活中有很多的机会可以经历神的能力保守。
And I'm sure in our life we can always experience this type of protection from the Lord.
我们在现实的环境经历神的能力。
In our real life, we experience God's power.
但主其实呢，他是要开我们里面的眼睛。
But Lord actually wants to open our inner eyes.
让我们能看得到，让我们能够接受主所应许的那个将来的东西。
So that we can see the promise that Lord has given to us in the future.
所以千万不要，就是说我今天祷告得答应了。只是这一件事情，这么小事情成就，就到此结束了。
So do not stop at a point that your prayer is answered today.
主在我们身上，如果不能提升我们
，If Lord cannot raise our life，
在我们身上发生再多的神迹奇事都没有用。
Then all the miracles happen to us repeatedly would not help.
但是主他真是让我们经历那些他的大能的时候，就是要把我们的心胸。从被今世的这个东西所辖制，能够被推到，能够超越这个时间的控制。
But when Lord allow us to experience the miracle, is to help us to break through our own life and go into the future.
这些都对我们得着魂的救恩是有很重大的帮助的。
This is a great help to our soul salvation.
当然，这个魂的救恩得着是需要经过试验。
And of course, this soul salvation need testing.
所以。我们也需要主怜悯我们。
So we need mercy from the Lord.
我们的心能接受得了主给我们的试验。
That our heart can receive all the testings.
那第二方面。
And the second aspect.
就是要认识基督，而且要有耶稣基督的见证。
That is to know Jesus Christ and also have Jesus Christ's testimony.
所以我请大家现在读第十节到第十七节。
And I ask everyone to read chapter 1 verse 10.
第十节到第十七节。
Verse 10 to 17.
第十节，论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察。
Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace and was to come to you, search intently and with the greatest care.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them were pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But just as who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
Since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
我们继续读下去到二十一节。
And let's continue to read to verse 21.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
基督在创始以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times of for your sake.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
这里有一件事情是天使。
There is one thing here that we have to pay attention to, this angel.
哦，天使都特别注意。
And even angel pay attention.
这里注意什么呢？
So what should we pay attention to?
耶稣基督的见证。
Jesus Christ's testimony.
那耶稣基督的见证，要认识耶稣基督，必须有启示。
To know Jesus Christ, you need reveal.
所以在旧约的先知，他们是根据基督的灵在里面启示他们。
So the prophets in the Old Testimony received the revelations from the Spirit.
当然在彼得前书这里呢，所强调的重点是基督要先受苦，后来得荣耀。
And in the book of First Peter here, it mentioned that Christ has to first suffer before resurrection.
如果旧约的先知他要认识基督，需要基督的灵。
If the prophet in the Old Testament need to know Christ through Spirit of Christ.
今天我们认识基督，应该也是需要基督的灵。
Today we want to know Jesus, then we also need to receive the Spirit of Christ.
在罗马书第八章曾经提到基督的灵。
In the book of Romans chapter 8, it mentioned about the Spirit of Christ.
那有这个基督的灵在里面的人，
the one who has this spirit of Christ in them，
好多就是属基督的。
Then they belong to Christ。
不但是属基督的，有基督的灵在里面的人，他会被基督的灵带他去经历基督的死和基督的复活。
Not only they have the spirit of Christ, they also are willing to be brought to experience Christ's death and resurrection。
这里讲不是去肉身跟主钉十字架，不是那个样。
We are not talking about the flesh experiencing the same crucifixion.
所以基督的灵会带领他去认识死而复活。
The Spirit of Christ will bring you to experience resurrection.
所以对于死而复活，在基督死而复活对于已经信主的基督来讲是越来越清楚的。
Revival from death should be clearer and clearer to the Christian.
而且这个经历是越来越多的。
And this experience should be more and more.
因为基督的灵会带领他，会经历那个致死的那样的过程。
Because the Spirit of Christ is going to bring the Christian to experience it.
也就是基督灵，神的灵会禁止我们做许多事情。
And in another word, the Spirit of Christ will stop us from doing a lot of things.
那他也同时会把我们带到那个复活的，就是我们这个身体呢，不再成为犯罪的工具，而是成为复活生命能够彰显的器皿。
And it will bring us into a experiencing that this body as a vessel would not be sinning anymore, but will experience this revival life.
而基督的灵不只是这样子， 还带领我们去顺服神。
And not only this, the Spirit of Christ is going to bring us into obedience of God.
这个顺服神呢，使得我们真的懂得怎么样做神的儿女。
Obeying God is to bring us into how to be the obedient son of God.
其实我们必须承认，我们虽然信主，也许信主是时间蛮长的，但是我们在于神的家中做神的儿女，我们常常还是觉得还不够的。
We have to admit that even though being a Christian for a long time, as a children of God, we are not doing enough.
有一个很简单的事情就可以显明出来。
A simple thing to show.
弟兄姊妹在一起。
Brothers and sisters together.
我们是喜欢称弟兄或者姊妹呢，还是喜欢称叔叔伯伯呢？
We like to call each other brothers and sisters or each other uncle and auntie.
或者我们喜欢称把外面的就世界的这些的这些 title 能带来呢？
Or we like to bring the worldly title into our church.
你到有些聚会里面去，他会说哦，这是某某董事长。
If you come to other gatherings in other places, they might say, oh, this is the CEO.
或者是那是某什么教授。
Or this is a professor.
或者是什么医生。
Or this is a doctor.
他从来不称这是弟兄。
And they never call them brother.
可见怎么样说，就在那些弟兄姊妹们心中的这些东西都比弟兄姊妹弟兄的那个地位更高更好。
So you can see that in other brothers and sisters' heart, all these titles are higher than the church brothers and sisters' title.
但是我们真的看见神把我们买赎回来，在神的家中做弟兄。
But we truly see that God has redeemed us to be brothers and sisters in the household of God.
你就要对人称我弟兄，我称人弟兄，这件事情是慎重的事情。
Then you should take it serious as calling others as brothers and other being call you as brothers.
我们不会称没有信主人是一个弟兄。
We cannot call the non-Christian as brothers.
我们如果信我们已经信主的弟兄，他虽然在世界上有很高的地位。但是他仍然是我们的弟兄。
Even a brother who has this high status in the society, we will still call them as brothers.
我记得以前在台湾比较早年的时候。
I remember in Taiwan in the earlier time.
有一个年长的弟兄呢，常常在那里发诗歌。
There is this elderly brother who is showing hymns.
他发诗歌发了很长的时间。
He gave out hymns.For a long time.
而且他在发诗歌的时候都很毕恭毕敬的，两只手给人家。
And he has this reverence, heart to give out the hymn book.
有一天呢，来了一位新的人。
One time there is this new person come.
他又同样把诗歌又递给那一位。
And this elderly brother wants to give this new brother a hymn.
那位马上肃立，你知道，他说：“总司令好。”
And that new person, stood up immediately and says.Commander.
那弟兄说，我现在不是总司令。
And the brother says, I'm not the commander.
我现在是弟兄。
I'm here as a brother.
你知道吧
？You know.
这是有认识的弟兄。
And this is a brother who know.
他在世界上是非常受人尊重。
That in the world he has all the respect.
但他来到聚会当中，他愿意做神给他安排的神儿女的那个弟兄。
But when he comes to church, he knows that he is willing to be the son of God, son of God's position.
所以如果我们会做弟兄,
so if we truly know how to be brothers,
我们教会的生活会很美,
our church life will be beautiful.
我们就不会受很多东西搅扰,
we would not be disturbed from the worldly things.
如果我们不会做弟兄,
if we don't know how to be true brothers,
我们就会带来很多的困扰。
Then we will bring in a lot of disturbance.
使得愿意做弟兄的也很困扰。
So that the one who is willing to be brothers bothered.
我们这些看别的东西比弟兄地位更重的。
We see all other things more important than being brothers.
所以在神的家中如何做神的儿女，这里面有很多学习的。
So there is a lot of lessons for us to learn how to be.The Son of God in church.
但基督的灵，圣灵会把我们带到那个位置上。
But the Holy Spirit will bring us into the right position.
我们就愿意跟随他。
And we are as long as we are willing to follow it.
所以实在来讲， 我们彼此称弟兄称姊妹，这是一个最高的地位。
And therefore, in fact, when we are willing to call each other brothers and sisters, this is the highest status.
这是最宝贵的。
This is a precious status.
这是永恒的关系。
This is the eternal relationship.
今天我们在地上说某某阿姨或者某某妈妈，这都是短暂的。
Today in the world, we call auntie, we call mother. These are all temporary.
所以我们真的要有这样的学习。
We have to have this understanding.
所以如果你知道，尤其是如果我们年纪大了，如果你要称我们弟兄，好像是把我们降下来，是不是
？You know, when we become older and someone call us brothers, we felt like being lowered.
没有。
In fact, it's not.
这是把我们提升。
It's actually raising our status.
这也是我刚信主不久，我到聚会中我受的帮助。
This is also my understanding after I come to gatherings not long after I become a Christian.
我到的那个聚会中，大部分70%-80%人的弟兄姊妹呢，都比我大30岁以上。
In the gathering that I went to, all the brothers and sisters, almost over 70%, they are 30 years older than me.
所以一下又是这个叔叔啊，又是那个伯伯啊，这样子。
So we have all these names for them, uncle and auntie.
不要这样叫。
Don't call them like that.
弟兄，我们是弟兄。
Brothers, we are brothers.
神给我们这个最宝贵的地位。
God give us this most precious status.
你叫我弟兄，没有把我降卑。
You call me as a brother, you are not lowering me down.
你叫我弟兄，是我们回到神给我们摆的位置上面去。
You call me brother, yes, to restore the right status that God wants us to be in.
我只是举一个很浅的例子。
This is I have a simple example.
所以有很多东西圣灵要带领我来。
There are a lot of things that Holy Spirit wants to lead us.
如果我们像一个小事情都没有办法被圣灵带领。
If we cannot follow the Holy Spirit in a little thing.
那要进到那个真的认识基督就有困难。
Then it's difficult to enter into the true understanding of Christ.
所以我们需要谦卑下来。
So we have to humble ourselves.
能够让圣灵能带领我。
So that the Holy Spirit can guide us.
从小的方面受带领。
From little things, starting from little things.
一直到神心意中，神看为宝贵和荣耀的事情，能够受他带领。
Until the things that Lord see it as important and glory.
如果我们从小很小的事情都拒绝受神带领。
If we rejected to follow the in little things,
神就是用拉用拽的方式要把我们拽到他的旨意里面去，恐怕最后是我们自己拒绝掉。
And even if God pull us, drag us into His will, we might still reject.
所以认识基督需要基督的灵。
So to know the Christ, we need the Spirit of Christ.
所以如果对于基督都还不能认识
，So if you cannot understand the Christ,
那要与基督一同受苦。
And you want to suffer with Christ.
要与基督一同得荣耀。
And to receive glory with Christ.
就十分的艰难了。
And that will become very difficult.
机会就非常小了。
And the chance will become very minimal.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious things.
而且圣灵在我们里面的做工。
Holy Spirit work in us.
那我们如果愿意顺服的结果。
If the result of willing to obey.
基督的心思会成为我们的心思。
Jesus Christ's will become our will.
这是圣灵很奇妙的工作。
This is the miracle work of the Spirit.
这段话在哥林多前书第二章第九到十六节。
And this word is in the First Corinthians.
我们大家就不读了。
And let's not read the chapter.
我们读一下也好了。
But let's read a little bit.
我就读一下，我就不解释了。你回去大家好好去思想思想看看。
We'll read the verse, but we're not going to explain it, and I hope brothers and sisters can meditate it later on.
好，这个第二章第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Chapter 2, verse 9. However, it is written, No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For who among men knows the thought of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in word taught us by human wisdom, but in word taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
啊，这里中文翻译的心其实就是心思那个字。
And over here, the Chinese word heart means the mind.
所以圣灵在我们里面做工的结果，就是基督怎么思想，我们也怎么思想。
So the result of the Holy Spirit's work is what the mind of the Lord is the mind of us.
所以你会顺服圣灵，那圣灵就会一步一步把我们带到那个基督的思想里面去。
So if you can obey the Holy Spirit will bring you into the mind of Christ.
所以信耶稣不是变得很困难，信耶稣应该是你很容易的，因为是圣灵做工，是神做工。
Then it would not be difficult for you as a Christian to follow Christ, because this is the work of the Holy Spirit, not the work of yourself.
并不是我们，好像，以前是。上学的时候我们要选课，要自己选，自己安排这么多东西，不是的。
It's not the same as when you go to college and you have to choose and make decision for yourself which subject you want to choose.
神拣选我们。
We are chosen by God.
神借着耶稣基督死而复活生了我们，重生我们。
Through the death and resurrection, we are reborn.
神把新的生命给我们。
Lord gave us, God gave us the new life.
神把他应许给我们。
God gave us His promise.
所有都是神开始的。
All started from God.
所以没有圣灵，我们就完全没有路走。
So if there is no Holy Spirit, there is no way for us.
所以认识基督是靠基督的灵。
To know Christ Jesus is through the Spirit of Christ.
所以他说连天使都在那里看了。
So even the angels are watching.
也就是说，灵界在那里看。
So the spiritual world are watching too.
我们要问说神在教会中要看什么？
We are asking what God wants the church to see.
如果在那天使在那里详细查看这事，
If angels are looking into these things,
那就是神要看的东西。
Then these are the things that God wants to look into.
要看耶稣基督的见证。
To look into the testimony of Christ.
要看耶稣基督是不是被认识了。被启示出来的。
To see if Jesus Christ were known to people to reveal and were revealed through men.
所以我们传耶稣基督是主。
So when we spread the gospel that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
所以认识耶稣基督才有机会彰显耶稣基督的见证。
Only when you know Jesus Christ is the Lord, then you can reveal to him his testimony.
如果我们以基督以外的为宝贵，
If we precious anything outside of Jesus Christ,
就没有办法让基督的见证彰显出来。
Then we cannot reveal Jesus Christ's testimony.
然后从十三节到二十一节讲到了三个时间。
And then we come to chapter 2, verse
第一章的十三节到这个二十一节呢，提到了三个时间的三个方面。
Chapter 1, First Peter chapter 1, verse 13, it talks about three things.
第一个时间呢，是主再来的时间，这个十三节。
It talks about three different timing. The first is the Lord's return.
耶稣基督显现的时候。
The time that Jesus Christ revealed himself.
那第二个时间呢，就是讲到这个 我们今天的日子叫做寄居的日子，这是在十七节。
And the second timing is about our timing as a stranger on the earth.
然后第三个时间呢，第二十节讲到创世以前。
And the third timing it talked about the time before the creation.
所以今天如果对基督有认识呢，主也叫我们对时间有感觉。
So if we know Jesus Christ, we also be sensitive to timing.
对时间的这里讲三个方面有感觉。
To be sensitive to these three timings.
第一个字嘛，主再来的时间对我们来讲是个重要的时间。
The first, the return of Jesus Christ is important.
所以如果我们认识的主，而且这个也里面清楚了主再来的宝贵。
And if we know Jesus Christ and we understand the precious importance of His return,
这就对我们的生活有个重大的改变，重大的影响。
Then it will have great impact on our life.
在十三节告诉我们说
，And verse 13 told us,
树上我们心中的腰，心思中的腰
，That we are going to have self-control.
这中文翻是约束你们的心思，约束你们的心。啊，其实那个是那个心呢，也是讲到心思这一方面。
Self-control your mind for actions.
也就是怎么讲说，这里就是说，如果主再来，对我们是很宝贵的。
And in another word, if this is precious that Lord return.
今天我们需要主怜悯我们，能够被基督的启示所充满。
Today we will ask for the grace from the God that we will be filled with the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的心思不愿意被这个基督以外的所捆绑。
So that our mind will not be bound by anything else outside of Jesus Christ.
这个是一个很重要的一个事情。
And this is important thing to our life.
那不但是如此呢，而且谨慎自守。
Not only this, to be self-controlled.
这个谨慎自守背后有个意思，就是不被什么东西所迷住了。
And self-control, in another word, means you are not being controlled by something else.
在我们具体的经历里面。
In our real life.
如果我们被地上的什么东西所迷住。
If we are being attracted by something on the earth.
你就发现在认识主上好像就有障碍了。
Then you will see that there is this interruption from you knowing the Lord.
所以求主断开我们那些所受的捆绑。
And may Lord cut off all these bondage.
而且要是什么？他说这里成为专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩典。
And over here it says, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
所以是愿意迎接主再来的人，他也是专心盼望主再来，主所带来的恩典。
So those who are willing to receive Lord's return will have this hope fully on the grace to be given.
那主再来有什么恩典？
And what is the grace to be given by the Lord?
彼得曾经向主问过。
Peter asked Jesus before.
他说主耶稣啊，
He said, Jesus Christ,
像我们这些把一切东西都撇下来的跟随你的人，你再来的时候我们要得到什么呢？
We have forsake everything we have on the earth to follow you. When you return, what are we going to get?
这在福音书里面彼得向主亲口问的。
In the apostles' books, it mentioned that Peter had asked Lord Jesus in person.
主怎么回答呢？
And what did Lord reply?
主说将来你们要审判以色列的十二个支派。
Lord said you are going to judge the 12 tribes of Israel in the future.
这表示坐在王的那个位置上。
And that means they are going to sit on the throne as king.
我相信彼得他亲口问这个问题，主的回答他不会把他丢在一边。
I believe Peter asked Jesus this personal question and the answer from Jesus will not be forgotten.
那这个问题是在主钉十字架之前他问的。
And this question was asked before Christ's crucifixion.
那主复活升天以后，
And after Christ's resurrection,
我相信主在复活以前彼得三次否认主。
I believe before Jesus died, Peter had rejected to know Jesus three times.
他一定觉得自己很没希望。
He would thought that he's hopeless.
而且他所问的问题呢，可能已经搁在一边去了。
And the question that he asked Jesus before had forgotten.
但是主复活以后呢，主向他显现，主恢复他。
But after Lord's resurrection, Lord appealed to him and restored him.
主的爱浇灌他。
Lord's love poured into him.
主与他同在。
Lord is with him.
主的能力充满他。
Lord's power is filling him.
所以他不但是主的 能力覆庇他，而且主的能力可以从他身上出去的。
So not only Lord's power filled in him, it also flowed out from him.
所以那些甚至在教会初期的时候，他们只要好像只要能够碰到彼得什么的，他们好像就他们就经历到神的能力了。
And therefore, in the early age of church, whenever they face Peter, they can feel the power of God.
但这些是不是彼得所看最重要的呢
？But is this the most important thing to Peter?
但同时，彼得也开始经历受逼迫。
And at the same time, Peter experienced persecution.
彼得也进入教会生活很长的时间。
Peter had long experience in church life.
我相信他看到。教会好的光景是怎样？教会走下坡是什么样
？I'm sure he see the peak time of church and also the downfall of church.
然后他也遇到那个逼迫呢，是置于死地的啊！他甚至自己被关起来，他就觉得他都已经都认定了自己要被砍头或者要被杀的。
And he was facing the severe persecution that he was in jailed and be capitalized.
但是感谢主，基督的灵在他里面。使他能够愿意与基督一同受苦。
But thanks the Lord, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is with him, so that he is willing to suffer.
那这些呢，都使他更能够专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给他的恩典。
This is all because he sets his hope fully on the grace to be given to him when Jesus Christ is revealed.
在彼得前书呢第五章就有一个主再来的恩典。
In 1 Peter chapter 5.
第五章第四节
Verse 4
到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残荣耀的冠冕
And when the chief shepherd appears you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away
我相信他在讲这个是他在跟随主在侍奉主在服侍圣徒当中里面越来越清楚主所要给的
I believe he wrote this down because the process that he was in church, serving other brothers and sisters, that he has this true belief and seeing.
所以这些主再来，主显现，耶稣基督显现时所带来恩典，对彼得来讲是那个又真又活的东西。
So the grace brought from Jesus' return appears is true and real to him.
我们今天也需要主怜悯我们。
Today we also need the grace from the Lord.
我们的信心我们的生命的经历能够像彼得一样能够对于主再来他所要给我们的恩典能够那么样的真实
that our faith and our experience in life can be like Peter who can see that the grace when Jesus return is real
因为那是那么样的真实所以把我们的眼目能够从一切的那些的角落当中转开能够定睛在主的再来
Because it's so real that we are willing to forsake anything else outside Jesus Christ and fix our eyes on Jesus Christ's return.
不但是定睛在主的再来，而且是格外的愿意在主面前做个顺服主的人。
Not only willing to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ's return, but also be the obedient children.
其实这里讲的顺服主不是为主做大事。
So over here, when you say about obedience, it's not saying that you want to do great job.
第十四节说，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Verse 14 it says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
也就是说，这个顺服啊，要带来在我们身上有一些。那些旧造的东西要脱去的。
So this obedience actually is to take away our old self.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是不是已经没有东西需要更新了
？Is there anything else? Do we not have anything else in us that need to be renewed?
在我们身上是不是已经没有这些蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子了
？In us, do we not have any evil desires?
如果是有
If you still have it,
但当你专心在主的面前定睛主的再来的时候
But when you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ's return,
圣灵在我们身上脱去那个旧的
Holy Spirit will help us to take away the old self
那就要把基督的生命 那个特质从我们身上显出来。
And it will reveal the Christ Jesus life in through us.
所以不但是如此，
so、not only this,
而且我们也能够被分别为圣。
And we can be separated as holy.
啊，那这是一个很宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
啊，那另外一个呢，就是我们今天的日子是叫做在世寄居的日子。
In another timing, that the time that we are living now here is the time as a stranger.
寄居就好像住旅馆一样。
You are like a stranger, a traveler.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你去住旅馆是个什么个态度哈、啊、
？What type of attitude if you are being a traveler staying in a hotel?
我去住旅馆的时候是尽量东西不要拿出来就不要拿出来。
If I am staying in a hotel, things that I don't need, I will not take it out.
说要走了，我马上几分钟就走了。
And once we need to go, then in a few minutes I'm ready to go.
啊，不像在家里面呢，东丢一个西丢一个没关系，反正搁在那里，久久不去碰它，几年不碰它都没关系。
It's not like being at home that you have things here and there and or put in a storage at home that you didn't touch for years.
那因为我们的盼望在主的再来。
Because our hope is in Lord's return.
所以今天的日子是个。寄居的日子。
So today living on earth is just temporary.
不晓得多长，但是它的性质属于寄居的性质。
Don't know how long, but it's only temporary.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，虽然神应许他要把那块地给他。
So even to Abraham, that Lord has promised him the land.
在他那儿，他过的是个帐篷的生活。
To him, he was living in tent in those days.
也就是随时可以拔营。又换另外一个地方。
Which is in any time they can move around.
所以今天我们主可以给我们地上的丰富。
Today, Lord can give us all the abundance on earth.
但是呢，地上主若给我们地上的丰富，不是叫我们从寄居变成永恒。
But today, Lord give us the abundance on the earth. It's not to tell us to be permanent on earth.
即使是有地上的丰富，但是我们一个生活的实际和态度还是寄居的。
Even if we have the worldly abundance, we have to live as a stranger.
因为我们是过着寄居的日子。
Because our life is as a stranger on the earth.
这可以说是在世人面前要告诉世人。
That is something we have to reveal to non-believers.
不管在地上多好。
No matter how good it is on earth.
都是短暂的。
It's only temporary.
都要过去。
It will pass.
而且挥一挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩。
And it will, everything will be perishable.
但是呢，在寄居的日子当中，显明我们认识这位审判的主。
But when we are living as a strangers on the earth, we show revealed that we know this God as a judgment God.
所以呢，我们活在虽然在寄居的日子当中，我们是活在审判的亮光中。
So even though we are living as a travelers, we are living under the judgment of God's light.
所以我们不愿意在寄居的日子当中沾染了什么东西，以至于到了主面前的时候受亏损的。
So we shall not cause ourselves any shortage while we are as a stranger on the earth.
那另外一方面，我们在寄居的日子当中，我们见证我们是被主所买赎回来的。
And we should also show that we are redeemed people by the Lord.
他说你们得赎，脱去祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Here it says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefather, but with the precious blood of Christ.
今天主在我们身上做生命的改变。
Today, Lord is working to change our life.
叫我们脱去那些旧造的行为。
So that we can abandon our old self.
这是买回来的。
We are redeemed.
这背后有一个很重大的代价。
Behind this, there is a big price paid.
这是世界上全世界所有的财富，所有的一切都没有办法付得起的。
That is all the wealth in the world cannot pay for this.
所以刚才我们在这里播饼，就是主为我们流血， 主为我们舍命。
We just had the Lord's table here. That is because Lord has shed His blood for us.
那不是一个，只是那不是一个道理。
It's just not a doctrine.
那背后有一个很重大的代价，是我们没有办法评估的代价。
Behind this, there is this big price paid that we cannot even price it.
所以今天我们如果有什么改变。
So if there is any change in our life,
背后使我们改变的那个重大代价是主耶稣替我们付的。
Behind this big price paid by Christ.
所以我们在这个寄居的日子中，应该是非常感谢他。
So as a stranger living here, we have to thank him.
然后到第二十节呢，讲到第三个时间。
Verse 20 mentioned about the third timing.
这个时间对我们来讲，这是很难想象的。
This is a timing that is hard for us to imagine.
这个时间讲到创世以前。
It mentioned about before the creation of the world.
讲到时间以前。
It talked about before the creation.
神是在时间以前就存在。
Lord exists before this creation of the world.
所以这里呢，认识基督到一个地步呢，能够被带到时间以前。
So you know the Christ to a point that you will be brought to the before creation time.
就好像这个老约翰那个讲到教会里面有三种人。
It's like John, Apostle John mentioned about three type of people in church.
一个是小子。
One is a children.
知道罪得赦免。
Who knows that his sin is forgiven.
也知道天上有位父。
And he knows that there is a heavenly father.
天上的父是他的父亲。
And the heavenly father is his father.
然后少年人。
And the Holy Spirit.
少年人可以胜过恶者。
And the young people will overcome the evil.
少年人主的话在他里面是刚强的。
For the young people, the Lord's word is strong in them.
而且呢，他那个他，因为主的话在他里面是多的，而且刚强的，所以他能胜过那恶者。
And because the Lord's word is filled in him, so they can overcome.
所以神的能力能够借着他彰显。
And the Lord's power can reveal through the young people.
那父老呢
？And how about the elders?
认识那起初原有的。
The elders who knows the origin.
就是他被神带到神的起源，神的源头。
That they are brought to the origin of the.Of the creation,
带到一切的源头。
To brought to the origin of everything.
所以这里讲到创世以前。
So we talk about the creation before the creation.
基督在创世以前是被神是预先被神知道的。
Christ was chosen and was known revealed before the creation.
预先被神知道。
Was already known revealed.
就是神是先知先觉。
That God.Know everything.
神在创造以前已经知道他创造的人会产生什么样的结果。
Before the creation, God already know what happened to the creation of man.
所以他预先已经使他儿子成为基督来救我们。
So he had already prepared his son to become Christ to save us.
神是预先知道。
Lord pre-known.
在这一章里面哈讲到三个预先。
And in this chapter, it mentioned about three things pre-known.
神预先知道。
Lord pre-known.
然后在那个第十节。
Verse 10.
论到这救恩，那预先说明你们要得恩典的众先知。
Concerning the salvation, the prophet who spoke of the grace that was to come to you.
所以神派旧约的先知，他们在基督降临之前，已经先把基督要降临、基督所要做的、基督的生活、基督的一切先说出来。
So through the Old Testament prophet, God had already prepared the prophet to tell us that Jesus is to be born, to be die, and to save us.
这告诉我们。神不但预先知道预先计划神也在我们还不明白的时候神继续执行他的计划
This tells us that God before we can understand already prepared and to execute his plan
所以神预先借着先知预先来说明
So God has already prepared prophet to tell us
那这是神的灵在里面做的事情
This is Holy Spirit's work
然后在那个十一节
Verse 11.
就是考察在他们里面心，考察在他们心里，基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀。
Find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow.
这个预先证明就是预先做见证。
This to predict, which is to testify.
在主耶稣降临之前，神借着先知或者曾就着借着这个旧约的神使用的器皿来为基督做见证。
Before Christ came to the earth, God already prepared to foretell us.
这都是预先的。
These are all ahead of time.
这都把我们带到神在创世以前，神老早就安排好了。
This all bring us to the point before the creation that God has planned.
所以你有这位神做你的神。
So when you have this God as your God,
你觉得是放心还是不放心？
Are you in peace or not in peace?
你觉得这样子去认识主、跟随主，你是更没有把握，还是更放心呢？
To follow and to be obedient, do you have more confidence?
神是预先的神。
Lord foretell.
他是全有、全知、全能的神。
He is the omnipotent and omniscient God.
所以他不但是预先做了这些，而且他使耶稣基督真的死而复活。
So he had prepared all everything ahead of time, and he actually make Jesus Christ to die and resurrect for us.
而且把耶稣基督带到荣耀里面去。
And to bring Jesus Christ into this eternal glory.
这是要叫我们做什么呢？
And this is to make us to do what?
叫我们的信心，叫我们的盼望都在于神。
So that our hope, our faith can be in God.
如果我们的信心，我们的盼望真的在于神。
If our faith and hope are on God,
你就愿意像基督一样，像主耶稣在地上的一样，完全受宝座的引导。
Then you will be truly like Jesus Christ, willing to accept the guidance of the throne.
有什么不是出于宝座的？
Anything that is not out of the throne.
那些不是出于宝座的，我们不用理会它。
We will neglect those.
但是我们连于做宝座的主。
But if we are connected to the Lord who is sitting on the throne,
因为神预先知道一切。
Because God foretell everything.
预先说明一切。
He foretell us everything.
也预先在那个能够明白的人身上，给他把神的见证放在他里面。
And he put the testimony into those people who are willing to accept.
这不是只有在旧约人需要这样。
Not only in the Old Testament to those people.
今天我们在新约，我们也需要基督的灵充满我们。
In the New Testament, our time we also require the Spirit of God fill us.
把我们带到那位创世以前就存在的神面前。
So that we can brought into the time before the creation of the world.
能够受他直接的带领、直接的引导。
To be guided directly from Him.
所以叫我们向世人见证说，我们的信心、我们的盼望都在于神。
So that we can testify to other people that our faith and hope are in God.
人不用向我们夸什么。
We do not need to boast anything.
我们知道我们的锚在哪里。
We know where is our goal.
Our anchor.
We know where is our anchor.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
This is important.
每一个人都在看。
Everyone is watching.
但是你的盼望在哪里？
But where is your hope?
啊，我们必须承认。
We have to admit.
我们虽然在教会里面生活，
Even though we live in church,
我们可能很多的盼望是在这些摸得到、看得到的东西。
We might have a lot of hope on these perishable things.
但是神在我们身上做的工作，要把见证显出去的那个显出来。
But God wants to work in us so that we can reveal.
要像基督一样，
Just like Jesus Christ.
信心、盼望都在于神。
The faith and hope are all in God.
盼望主亲自启示我们。
May Lord reveal to us.
我们祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all these words in your hand.
除非你亲自启示和带领我们。
Unless you reveal and guide us.
否则我们很难完全的明白。
Otherwise, we cannot totally understand it.
我们求你在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
We ask you to work in us that man cannot work.
说话的人有限，听话的人也有限。
The one who speak and the one who listen are limited.
我们求无限的主、无限的神 在我们里面做无限的工作。
We ask the unlimited God and Spirit to work in us.
我们再一次把感谢赞美归给做宝座的主。
We give thanks and praise to the Lord who is sitting on the throne.
也归给父神。
And to the Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.